The following content is for informational purposes only and does not consider legal, tax, or investment advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. All future projections, forecasts, or forward-looking statements are inherently uncertain and subject to change. Investing is limited to verified accredited investors under Rule 506C of the Securities Act. The SEC has not passed upon the merits of any offering by Charge Capital.
Okay, let's unpack this. Today, we're diving into a really crucial question, especially for you, our investor listener, if you're navigating the energy space. What's the fundamental difference between battery energy storage systems, BACSS, you hear that a lot, and EV charging economics? And maybe more importantly, why are they often so much better when they're actually together?
Our mission here really is to show how combining these, well, distinct revenue streams creates a truly compelling opportunity for you.
Exactly. And what's fascinating is that synergy you mentioned. You know, BSS and EV charging, they each have their own way of making money, sure. But when you co-locate them, put them on the same site, they really unlock some powerful benefits. We're talking stronger returns, better resilience, and lower costs.
That makes a lot of sense. So let's kick things off with BSS then. How exactly do these big battery systems, you know, generate income for an investor?
Well, BSS primarily plays in the energy and grid markets. That's its main playground. Think of it through a few key mechanisms. First, there's energy arbitrage. Simple idea. Buy electricity when it's cheap, maybe overnight, lots of wind power, then sell it back when prices jump up during peak demand.
Buy low, sell high. Got it.
Precisely. Then you have ancillary services. This is more about keeping the grid stable. BESS can react super quickly, adjusting power supply to maintain frequency, stop flickers, that kind of thing.
So grid support, essentially.
Exactly, grid support. And then there are capacity markets. Here, BES gets paid basically just for being available when the grid is under stress during those peak demand times. It's like a readiness payment.
Oh, okay.
And it can even help utilities avoid or delay expensive grid upgrades by managing electricity load locally. The real strength of BES, though, is stacking these revenues, plus how it intelligently sends out power based on market signals. Makes it very flexible.
Right, very grid-focused. But EV charging, that's totally different, isn't it? It's all about the consumer, the driver pulling up. How does that change the economics for an investor?
Completely. Yeah, EV charging profitability really hinges on consistent wheel traffic, as they say.
Wheel traffic.
Meaning lots of cars using the chargers. High traffic locations are absolutely key. Think busy roads, city centers, places serving fleets, delivery vans, ride shares, that sort of thing.
Makes sense.
Revenue there comes mostly from the charging fees themselves, you know, per session or per kilowatt hour used. But there are other angles too. Opportunities for, say, retail tie-ins, people spending money while they wait, or advertising. And definitely partnerships with big fleet operators like Amazon or Uber, that guarantees usage.
Okay, so two pretty different models. BESS on the grid side, EV charging on the consumer side. So what happens when you put them together at the same site? Why is that the real game changer for someone investing?
Well, that's where it gets really interesting because they become more than just the sum of their parts. It's a genuine synergy. First off, they share electrical infrastructure, the connection to the grid, transformers, all that. That can significantly cut the upfront capital costs.
Okay, lower initial investment.
That's big. It is. And then there's the energy optimization. This is crucial. The BSS can charge up using cheap off-peak power. And then it can discharge that stored energy directly to the EVs when grid electricity prices are high during peak times.
Ah, so you're basically shielding the EV charging from high peak prices using the battery.
Exactly. And this creates diversified income streams for you. You get the user charging fees, and you get the grid market revenue from the BESS participating in things like arbitrage or ancillary services. And really importantly, the BSS provides resilience. It helps keep the chargers running, even if there are issues with the grid or during really high demand periods. That reliability is a huge plus.
Yeah, I can see that. Consistent operation is key.
Absolutely. And groups like RMI have pointed out customer-sided batteries doing multiple jobs, reducing demand charges, supporting the grid, and helping EV charging deliver much more economic value than systems just doing one thing.
So boiling it down for me, the investor looking at this space, what's the final takeaway?
Well, for you, it translates pretty directly into stronger potential returns. You're tapping into two robust revenue streams, consumer-facing and grid-facing, and, as we said, reduced costs. Lower utility bills through smart energy management, plus the savings on shared infrastructure.
And I guess fundamentally, you're building infrastructure that's ready for the future, right? It's flexible, it's resilient in what's clearly a fast-changing energy world. Together, BESS and EV charging look like a really smart, scalable, and potentially quite profitable infrastructure play.
It really is an innovative combination, a compelling opportunity if you're focused on clean energy and efficiency.
Definitely food for thought.
And it does make you wonder, as this whole energy landscape keeps shifting so rapidly, where else might we find these kinds of unexpected synergies? These combinations that unlock completely new value for smart investments.